night long. Under the stars on the back patio, it's Ambient Grooves by Planet Skippy. And every Wednesday, it's the return of the foam party at SOA.
Late 80s house, early 90s techno.
The music that started it all is back at SOA.
Thursdays are okay with Gary O and Jeff K. SOA, 813 Exposition. Call 821-SOA-1. And now, every Wednesday, the return of the foam party at SOA. SOA, 813 Exposition.
KDGE The Edge. It's Edge Club 94. Jeff K here, being joined tonight by Mark and Nigel and Troy and Alex, collectively known as Enjoy. Gang, welcome to Dallas.
Thank you very much.
But now, you guys have been doing music now for about 6 years, 7 years, is that right?
Yeah, about that, 8 years.
But what was it about the two of you that brought you together to create the music, the Enjoy sound?
Well, we've always wanted to be, you know, like just doing music and stuff, and it came to a point where we said, right, you know, let's get this band together. And it was influenced by the early rave scene in England.
Okay.
Where obviously there was a hell of a lot of new music coming out every week,
right.
And a lot to be inspired by.
How do you put forth the notion that Enjoy is a band? Because I know a lot of times people think, well, most, you know, techno house music, it's based on, you know, computers, synthesizers, keyboards. How do you, you know, justify that Enjoy is a band?
We use vocalists. There's also two of us. And everybody inputs in different parts, and a collective of people with to do music is a band.
It's yeah. Just a new style of band for the 90s, you know.
Okay. All right, tell you what I want to do. I want to play an old record. I want to just throw it out to you. You know, I've got every record you guys ever put out. You pick something cool, something old from the early days, and we'll go ahead and spin it.
Techno Gangsters.
Techno Gangsters. Good choice. I love that record. That's the B-side of the original anthem. And you guys are techno gangsters, aren't you?
Allegedly.
It's Enjoy on Edge Club 94 on 94.5 KDGE The Edge. 94.5 KDGE, The Edge. You're listening to Edge Club 94. Jeff K here in the studio with Enjoy, and we just wrapped up Techno Gangsters. Great track. That's a B-side of Anthem. Now, guys, you did the show last Saturday night. Great show at the Lizard Lounge. We raised a lot of money for Edge Children's Charities. I want to thank you for coming over and helping us out with that. But I got to ask you a tough question. Now that I've thanked you, where have you been for 5 years? Why has it taken so long to get you guys back in the States?
It was just all about sort of finding our niche, as it were, as far as how what we wanted to put across musically. And we weren't particularly happy with a lot of styles, and the sort of music we were making didn't really have a category that we could put it in to sell.
Was there any kind of negative kind of, you know, backlash towards Enjoy because you guys kind of blew up with the rave scene in England?
We kind of like got tagged along with, you know, the downfall of the rave scene, obviously, and everything that came with it, almost sank with it.
Right.
Like a sinking ship, and basically it was a thing which became a little bit sort of sad, the rave scene,
mm-hmm.
for a while, and that obviously was detrimental to us, because even if we had a brilliant record, we'd put it out, and DJs would sort of like just scorn it just because it had our name on it,
mm-hmm.
and it was a bit unfair, really. So
we're talking with Enjoy. We've got Mark Franklin, Nigel Champion, also Troy and Alex are with us as well. Now, guys, we heard Troy talking about the drum and bass scene, the jungle scene in England. Are we going to see or hear any kind of sound like that on the new Enjoy album?
Possibly. Maybe one track.
Mm. Tell us about the Enjoy album that never came out.
The first one, Live in Manchester, was almost like should have been the first album,
right?
But it wasn't, and it was a bit of a mistake, really.
See, I don't think so. To me, that's like a great, a bootleg or something of one of your shows.
Well, it's a good record. I'm not saying that, but it's just it could have been, you know, much more exposed if it was an album.
Mm-hmm.
The next album, the Inside Out. It didn't really have the support from the record company in England, and it was all a bit of a sort of, I don't know, a bit of a flash in the pan.
You say the British record company kind of expected certain things from you, and at the time you weren't ready to deliver those kind of things. You know, you're young and you have certain ideals about how you want your music to come across. It's been a couple of years now. Logic Records here in the States has welcomed you with open arms. What do you see as the future of Enjoy now with the push here in America?
I think we've got a brilliant opportunity, obviously, with Anthem doing as well as it has, the re-release. And we're going to be delivering stuff to them on a really regular basis. And hopefully it's the plan now, it won't go wrong, because, you know, we've got the backup of the material there, which is like not what happened before. There was a hole in the market created before.
Right.
And now we've got like the flow there.
All right, well, you know what I want to do? I want to play another record, but I'm going to pick one this time. One of my favorites. Of course, we're going to play Mind Flux. Is there anything you can tell us about Mind Flux? Is any fond memories of that song?
It was a bit of an epic gala tune. It was like a big journey.
When we mixed Mind Flux, we did 120 mixes of it on that.
There's 120 mixes of the song Mind Flux.
They're all very similar, but just basically for a week, we weren't happy with the mix. Like there's like next bass a little bit higher, hi-hat down a little bit, and there's about 120 of them where the mix is changing up and down.
We would notice the difference, but no one in the general public would, so we're wasting a lot of time, basically. It was influenced by a rave culture in about 92, where there was a quickly changing music with lots of different sections,
mm-hmm.
And the same sort of beat would come in, sort of Colin Fader style.
He's a British DJ. Yeah. Fantastic.
So it was all tied to that kind of thing.
Okay, well, let's play it. Here's one of my favorite Enjoy tracks from 1992. It's Mind Flux from Enjoy on Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge.
Build a shaker.
94.5 KDGE The Edge. It's Edge Club 94. Saturday night, spinning the techno for you. Jeff K and Mr. Merritt being joined by Mark Franklin, Nigel Champion, Troy, Alex. It's Enjoy, and we just finished playing Mindflux. Now, that single, you said it went to number one on the Billboard charts here in America?
It's also like the first techno record that went mainstream, and also from that record, Madonna asked us to do a mix. Records, because we were number one on their charts, and she said, right, whoever did band it, they were on the news scene, and we turned it down because our record label said they wanted us to finish our album. So as far as I'm concerned, another missed opportunity, because it's something which I definitely like to have as part of my history.
Yeah, well, that would have been fun to do a Madonna mix, but it's kind of neat that you turned it down, too. You kind of snubbed your nose. You can always say that, snubbed your nose to Madonna. Nigel, let me talk to you for a second about the fact that techno is kind of like all in the family with you. Your brother, Mike Champion, manages the Prodigy. And Nigel, let's talk about CSMF, is that right?
Yeah, that's...
No, wait, we can't say what that means. We can let people use their imagination.
Yes, we will.
CSMF, use your imagination. That's a new label that you're kind of doing. Tell me about that.
Well, my brother started out, Mike, and it's just putting out stuff which we normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do. Sort of just taking risks and stuff by putting out sort of mad music.
Right, but you're doing it under a pseudonym, so people kind of won't have that preconceived notion that it's the Enjoy guys.
Yeah, no one can be biased towards it or anything.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it just so happens I've got the Housework track. You want to play it?
If you want to play it, yeah.
I'd love to play it. It's one of my favorites. I got about six records on the label, and I asked them, who was this? All right, we can't tell you who it is.
Okay,
I know now.
Why the hell not?
All right, here it is. Housework, the name of the track is?
Yeah, it's called Feel Good.
Feel Good, Housework. Yeah, it's Nigel from Enjoy. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge.
Break me to the bone.
94.5 KDGE, The Edge. Brand new stuff from a new label overseas, CSMF. That is Housework and Feel Good. It's Nigel from Enjoy, kind of doing his undercover kind of project there. All right, guys, we got to play the big single before we let you go. Of course, it's Anthem, the new anthem. I talked to Mark about this the other night. I'm going to ask you now, Nigel. It's kind of a tough question. Why re-release the same thing 5 years later with new mixes when it's actually the new mixes that are getting more juice than the original?
What it is, it's all about re-exposing it to a new generation, because there's a whole load of new kids out there who weren't aware of it in the first place, and there was the demand for it. So Logic Records basically said, listen, we've got this idea, there's a demand for it. It would do us a lot of favors, it will raise your profile again, and it's a good idea, let's go for it, and that's why it's out.
How do you feel about the mixes that were done on it? Do you like the American mixes?
Personally, I didn't really sort of relate to them, and I thought they were a bit sort of sparse and not very imaginative, but okay. Kelly said, they're working and she's happy with them. And so it's kind of like we have to trust Kelly quite a bit, because obviously not being over here,
right,
we don't really see, we can't really judge what is going down in the clubs.
Right. Well,
being in the clubs.
The first two singles that have come out on Logic, the first one, Bad Things, remixed by Josh Wink. You couldn't have picked a better guy to remix the single.
That was a really good mix.
Fantastic.
That was a mix we were happy with.
That was a fantastic job. The current single has the mix that everybody's playing by Richard Humpty Vision and Pete Lorimer, the Vision Lorimer mix, and they've kind of got a sound that's very popular in the States here. That's the acid mix, yes. That's the love acid mix of the single. And that's the one we've been playing on the show for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I quite like that, actually, out the two of them.
Well, that's the one we're going to go ahead and wrap things up with. We played the original on this show in 1991. Now, 5 years later, we're going to go ahead and play the remix we've been playing it the last couple of weeks. Mark, Nigel, Troy, Alex, guys, thank you so much for coming by.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for helping us celebrate 5 years of Edge Club 94. Hopefully another 5 years, not only for us, but for you as well.
Yes, that's it.
All right. It's Enjoy, the new anthem, on Edge Club 94, on 94.5 The Edge. I'm gonna go to bed.
4.5 KDGE The Edge. It's Edge Club 94 and the Vision Lorimer remix of Enjoy's Anthem. The guy's saying, well, they kind of like the remixes, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, they're British guys, and these are like guys from California that are doing this mix.
This is made in the USA.
Yeah, they kind of maybe don't relate to it. But boy, what a great time we had, not only Saturday night with Enjoy, but they stayed until Tuesday morning, came out to Jack's Pub on Monday night, and we had a Guinness drinking contest, which was a big mistake on my part. Needless to say, I lost, but a couple of really, really nice, really sweet guys, Nigel Champion and Mark Franklin, and certainly I look forward to the full-length album. It should be sometime around summer, is what they said, like maybe June or July for the full-length on Logic Records. Hey, Merritt, we got some really good news, didn't we?
What's that?
Well, you know, I always love when I you know me. If you know me, you know I plan ahead, and I try and make sure things are going to happen the way they're supposed to happen. And, of course, that, of course, applies to guest DJs on this program. You know, we made sure we had the proper hookup and transportation and the proper ride for Shay Demier. And I always love, like, 45 minutes before the guest DJ is supposed to go on, when we get a phone call saying, oh, somebody else is going to bring him up to the radio station. Right. And, of course, that somebody else is
a really great track record.
Yeah, the perennial screw-up, Richie Stanley. It's now about 8 minutes until 1 o'clock, and haven't heard word or where from Richie, who supposedly has Shay Demier with him. So, Richie, if you're out there listening, bud, we'd love to hear from you at 787-194.5. Let us know when we can expect Shay Demier to be escorted to the studio, because we'd love to have him do the guest mix tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So, unfortunately, now the people that are throwing the Glory Party, is that right? Is it called Glory?
Yeah, it's supposed to be called Glory or something.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's not real glorious.
Nika and all those guys.
Wonder if they'll even make it to the party.
Golly. If Richie's driving them around, there's no telling. So right now, the guest mix with Shay Demier is kind of a mystery. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll see if we know anything more after this on The Edge.
Take a trip back in time. Told every Sunday at the New Mirage. New sensation.
The New Mirage. Retro Rage.
Break it on down.
Retro Rage. With drinks that are $1 and 94.5 The Edge. Broadcasting live starting at 10 p.m. every Sunday.
Retro Rage.
18 and up welcome for Retro Rage. Show your college ID, Ernie Club's VIP card, and get in free before 10. Show your service industry pay stub, get in free all night long. Retro Rage.